Welcome to Municipal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Kansas City Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Billy Goodman. Batting second. The shortstop, Billy Klaus. Batting third. The left fielder, Ted Williams. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Jackie Jensen. Batting fifth. The catcher, Sammy White. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Grady Hatton. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Jim Pearsall. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Eddie Joost. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Frank Sullivan. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Frank Sullivan. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Vic Power. Batting second. The right fielder, Ina Slaughter. Batting third. The left fielder, Elmer Vallow. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Harry Simpson. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Hector Lopez. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Jim Finnegan. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Joe DeMaestri. Batting eighth. The catcher, Joe Astroth. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Vic Rashi. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Vic Rashi. And now, play ball. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman takes first base on ball four. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeMaestri fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Klaus moves to second. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen takes first base on ball four. Klaus moves to third. Williams moves to second. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. It's 4-0, Red Sox. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall hits a fly ball into left field. Vallow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatton fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ina Slaughter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Slaughter strikes out. Two outs. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sullivan fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeMaestri scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a fly ball into center field. Simpson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Goodman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 0-1 in the game. Klaus hits a fly ball into center field. Simpson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. the side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hector Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez strikes out. One out. Jim Finnegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finnegan is called out on strikes. Two outs. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Simpson. The throw from White and he is safe. Simpson steals second. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Simpson scores. It's 4-1, Red Sox. Joe Astroth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Astroth hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. DeMaestri moves to second. Vic Rashi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rashi hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Athletics 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Jensen takes first base on ball 4. Williams moves to second. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Astroth for a passed ball. Williams scores. Jensen moves to third. It's 5-1, Red Sox. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. White takes first base on ball 4. Ray Herbert now pitching. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Hatton is called out on strikes. One out. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0-for-1 in the game. Pearsall hits a line drive into center field. Simpson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0-for-1 in the game. Joost hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 8-1, Red Sox. Frank Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-1 in the game. Sullivan is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0-for-1 in the game. Power hits a ball on the ground towards short. Klaus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ina Slaughter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Slaughter is 0-for-1 in the game. Slaughter hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-2, Red Sox. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 0-for-1 in the game. Vallow strikes out. Two outs. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Simpson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hector Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez is 0-for-1 in the game. Lopez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Athletics 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Goodman hits a pop-up towards short. DeMaestri settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 0-for-2 in the game. Klaus hits a fly ball into left field. Vallo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Williams hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 9-2, Red Sox. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Jensen hits a fly ball into center field. Simpson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 9, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Jim Finnegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finnegan is 0-for-1 in the game. Finnegan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. DeMaestri hits a ball on the ground towards short. Klaus misplays the ball. That's an error on Klaus. Finnegan moves to second. Joe Astroth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Astroth is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Astroth hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatton fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Finnegan moves to third. Two outs. Bill Wilson pinch hits for Ray Herbert. Bill Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 9, and the Athletics 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Cloyd Boyer now pitching. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. White hits a fly ball into left field. Vallo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Hatton hits a ball on the ground towards first. Power fields it and throws to first, with the pitcher covering. Boyer drops the ball. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0-for-2 in the game. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeMaestri fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hatton moves to second. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Joost hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeMaestri fields it and throws to second for the out. Hatton moves to third. Two outs. Frank Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-2 in the game. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. DeMaestri fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 9, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0-for-2 in the game. Power hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatton fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ina Slaughter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Slaughter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Slaughter hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 0 for 2 in the game. Vallow hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Simpson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 9, and the Athletics 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Finnegan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 0 for 3 in the game. Klaus hits a line drive towards short. DeMaestri reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 3 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got one RBI. Williams strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 9, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Hector Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez is 0 for 2 in the game. Lopez is called out on strikes. One out. Jim Finnegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finnegan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Finnegan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Klaus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. DeMaestri hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 9, and the Athletics 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Renna now playing right field. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Jensen is called out on strikes. One out. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. White hits a fly ball into right field. Renna settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Hatton takes first base on ball 4. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hatton moves to second. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Joost takes first base on ball 4. Hatton moves to third. Pearsall moves to second. Frank Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0 for 3 in the game. Sullivan hits a pop-up towards short. DeMaestri settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 9, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Astroth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Astroth is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Astroth hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatton fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Cleet Boyer pinch hits for Cloyd Boyer. Cleet Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer strikes out. Two outs. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0-for-3 in the game. Power hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill Renna is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renna hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Goodman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 9, and the Athletics 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Harrington now pitching. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeMaestri scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 0-for-4 in the game. Klaus hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Harrington can't make a play. That's a base hit. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Simpson. Williams reaches second base with a double. Klaus goes all the way around to score. It's 10-2, Red Sox. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Jensen hits a line drive towards short. DeMaestri catches it and throws to second to double up Williams. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 10, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Gene Stevens now playing left field. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 0-for-3 in the game. Vallow hits a ball on the ground towards short. Klaus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Simpson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sullivan fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hector Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez is 0-for-3 in the game. Lopez hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 10, and the Athletics 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. White takes first base on ball 4. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 4 RBIs. Hatton hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. White moves to second. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Pearsall hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Simpson. Pearsall reaches second base with a double. White scores. Hatton moves to third. It's 11-2, Red Sox. Ted Lepsio pinch runs for Grady Hatton. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Joost hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 14-2, Red Sox. Frank Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-4 in the game. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeMaestri scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeMaestri scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Klaus takes first base on ball 4. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a line drive towards first. Power reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 14, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Ted Lepsio now playing third base. Carl Olson now playing right field. Jim Finnegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finnegan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Finnegan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. DeMaestri hits a line drive towards third. Lepsio reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Astroth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Astroth is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Astroth takes first base on ball 4. Finnegan moves to second. Gus Zernial pinch hits for Bill Harrington. Gus Zernial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zernial is called out on strikes. Two outs. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Power hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Juice scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 14, and Kansas City Athletics, 2. Goodbye from Municipal Stadium in Kansas City.